electricity.
It's one of those things we rarely think about until it's gone.
In February of 2021, a historic winter storm known as Winter Storm Uri slammed into Texas.
Millions of Texans were suddenly without power.
It went out.
Total power grid collapse.
Under states of emergency declarations right now, including Texas.
And between the electric issues and the water, guys, this is far from over for so many people here in Texas.
In a state like Texas, home to an independent power grid, this came as a shock.
Think about it.
The roads. Frozen.
Power lines. Snapped.
Hospitals. Overwhelmed.
Could you imagine what life would be like in your hometown without power, under freezing temperatures?
Living with the uncertainty of not knowing when the power will go out is not easy. That, my friend, is a scenario that has not been that rare for Texans in recent years, and that everyone has been trying to address. I am Bethany Ashcroft.
I'm Nikolai Tonello, and this is
Sounds like Infrastructure. The United States is an important and densely populated country with a high need for electricity.
Historically, fossil fuels have been the primary source of energy production in the U.S. and other developed countries.
I think everybody has heard that it's a word that in the U.S., fossil fuels have dominated the energy mix for the last 100 years.
Fossil fuels really were developed in the Industrial Revolution. It started off with coal and then is transitioned into, you know, from oil to gas.
Jose Vallejo and Brian Sarantos are the executive director and the head of development for Ferrovial Energy in the U.S., respectively.
Petroleum consumption peaked in this country in the 1970s, and it made like 50% of the energy source. But that has decreased based on data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration to around 38% in 2023.
So over the last probably 30, 40 years, you've started to see the main sources of generation evolve or transition to renewable energy.
What is the reason behind this decrease? Well, there's been more efficient natural gas drilling, pipeline transportation, and that has resulted in increased natural gas production and use.
It's not a single ingredient recipe, right? You can't make a cake with just putting flour in a bowl. So you have to have multiple ingredients. So in reality, what's going to happen is you're going to have some fossil fuel. You have to. Renewable energy is an intermittent resource. Can't get away from that. You can offset it or mitigate it by having storage of some sort, whether it be battery energy storage or whether it be hydrogen or fuel cell or whatever. The oil and gas or gas will probably have to be there because that'll be offsetting any deficiencies that you have in those other three systems.
Kind of in that transition right now, whether we like to admit that or not. But
Nick Schroeder is the U.S. Director of Engineering.
And the next phase is going to be electrification and further decarbonization as we move from simple cycle gas turbines to combined cycle and other low carbon forms of generation.
Contributing to creating a more sustainable and resilient power system, improving the lives of the citizens, and reducing carbon emissions.
So the role that Ferrovial wants to play in the energy sector is channeled through three verticals. One is the development of energy projects, renewable energy projects. Second is the construction of those renewable projects. And third is the development of energy as a service related projects, which include help our clients to meet their sustainability goals in terms of helping big consumers reduce their energy consumption through introducing state-of-the-art modern technologies for energy consumption.
But why is Ferrovial a key player in the U.S. energy market?
As Jose said, the capacity to implement highly complex technological systems that save energy and benefit the consumer is one of the many reasons why Ferrovial is chosen, among other companies and contractors, to develop projects in the United States.
Thanks in part to a curriculum that shows the capacity to perform and a wide experience worldwide.
Leveraging that expertise that we've got in other markets, bringing our technical and our financial strengths here to the United States and looking for key partners that share our vision for a carbon-free future.
Right, we're seeing good results in Europe and hopefully in Australia as they start to expand there. But in the North American market, we really are focused on making this, as I tell my team, our goal is to be a world-class developer of renewable energy projects in the U.S., period.
One of Ferrovial's key energy projects in the U.S. is the Leon project, a 257-megawatt photovoltaic park in Leon County, Texas.
We acquired the project officially in the end of May and have been actively developing it. It is, we'll have an offtake with a commercial entity in Texas.
Leon is located 120 miles from Houston, 183 kilometers, and 160 miles from Austin, or 257 kilometers. The terrain in Texas is very flat. Therefore, this kind of project can be carried out relatively easily, given the expansive territory available.
So the innovation is we're going to be trying to figure out how to build a better mousetrap, right? How to build something that's better and do it better. The first project is always the hardest project because everybody kind of has to get their legs underneath them, so to speak, and really understand what we're trying to do. The lessons learned from your first project is always the most important lessons learned you're going to have. And that's one of the things that we're striving for as a team is to that every chance we're learning from this project. So some of us have had a few hundred projects that we've done in the past. And so our lessons learned are going to be a little different, but for a lot of the team, this is their first project and that's going to be exciting because we're really, really focused on building again, a world-class renewable energy project and something that the company can put a picture to every day and is proud to say this is our first project.
The Leon project is expected to have the capacity to supply more than 36,000 homes with clean energy.
Most people don't realize this, but if you flip a switch, so the house across the street from the project, technically when it flips a switch, the power goes to that location pretty much. It's not the full power, but obviously enough of the power to go turn the light bulb on for that family. So that is one of the benefits, because in reality, it's a passive benefit. The families around don't really realize this, but instead of getting fossil fuel power, at least during the day, they'll be getting renewable energy power that's closest to them.
The Leon project is not the only clean energy related initiative that Ferrovial is undertaking in the United States.
At JFK International Airport in New York, one of the biggest in the world, Ferrovial is retrofitting the energy system of its new Terminal 1, which is...
is one of the largest gates of entrance in this country, which the Ferrovial team is projected to build and operate within, with completion in 2030, and operation for the subsequent 60 years. So that is a state-of-the-art project that the community can see.
This is another clean energy initiative that involves modern technology and innovation. But most remarkably, it is a project that the community can see and benefit from.
The new Terminal 1 includes a 11 megawatt microgrid that transforms the new Terminal 1 into the first fully resilient airport transit hub in the New York region, and can also function off-grid during power disruption.
It's all about creating value for others with their expertise and knowledge.
Ferrovial is known for its, you know, very strong market presence in the airports world, and we're very excited to be the largest investor in the new JFK Terminal 1 project in New York. There are several megawatts of solar battery and hydrogen generation as part of that project. So it's expected to be entirely islandable, meaning if there is a grid failure, they can detach from the grid, and between the hydrogen and solar battery resources can maintain operations. And given the proximity to the ocean, there's, you know, it's a very high risk area in terms of weather. So having that resiliency is very important and something that we're trying to mimic in other projects.
The project is particularly exciting because it incorporates one of the most advanced campus-style microgrids in the United States. Being part of the consortium gives us the opportunity to learn more about it.
Ferrovial provides essential infrastructure solutions to communities, helping them to flourish as their populations grow.
We want to help our clients achieve their decarbonization goals. We also want to foster innovation.
Through technological advancements, a company can offer unique features that fulfill unmet customer needs.
However, value can also be added by promoting discussions with different partners and entities.
So, innovation is in the DNA of Ferrovial. So when it comes to energy, how are we fostering innovation in the U.S.? We have important agreements with the MIT and other development labs of startups, where we want to learn what's going on in the innovation community and maybe transport those innovative solutions into our own projects. That's a way of making impact into the communities. If we're able to, for the sake, discover new transmission technologies, that would end up making the lives of the American communities easier. We will provide grid resiliency, we will provide reliability on the energy, which is much needed in this country, given the population growth and the expected economic development for the next decade.
By investing in reliable, renewable energy sources and modernizing infrastructure, companies like Ferrovial provide stable power and help reduce the environmental impact that contributes to climate risk, while ensuring the safety of the communities it serves.
This is the main goal of Ferrovial, to build a better world and to leave things better than they were when we found them.
Thanks to Brian Sarantos, Nick Schroeder, and Jose Vallejo.
Want to hear more exciting stories? You can enjoy many more stories by listening to our other Sounds Like Infrastructure episodes or by checking out our blog. I'm Nikolai Tonello.
I am Bethany Ashcroft. And this is Sounds Like Infrastructure.